Because you don't have revenue yet, the next best thing that I think you should be focusing on is the closest predictor of revenue. The thing that signals that you are close to making revenue. Signals that almost guarantee that you will eventually make money. Does that make sense? Hi, my name is Idowu Akinde, but everybody calls me ID. I lead the team at Impact Hub Lagos, where we help entrepreneurs, startup founders, SME founders build their businesses. So we offer co-working spaces and capacity building programs for business owners. I'm here on the show today, Smart Growth, that show that helps you see real life examples of people building businesses and learn vital nuggets for building your own business with a hardworking, resourceful lady. Her name is Maryam Hassan Usman, and she's here to tell us a bit about her business today on the Smart Growth podcast. Hi, Maryam.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Awesome. Awesome. Pleasure to have you here today.
Same here.
So we just ask you a few questions today on this show, and hopefully by the end of this show, you walk out of here a better businesswoman. Okay, hopefully. Can you take a few minutes to tell us about yourself and your business and your background?
Okay. Hi, I'm Maryam Hassan Usman, the founder of Mimi Concepts, Mimi's Gele, and Mimi Essential. So I'm a makeup artist, a hairstylist, and a Gele artist, and also a hair vendor as well. So I started the business professionally 2020, yeah. So by growing up, I always like doing makeup, like I like the fashion thing. My aunt is always rubbing makeup on me and I really love it. So after school, after my SSC, so I just, while waiting for admission, then I just saw one flyer and I just picked it up. So it was my sister that I even brought it to the house. And I said, let me just go this free training in church. So that's how I started the makeup thing. So I went to like two different places to train, and I was like, okay, I also like hairstyling. So I went to hairstyling as well. So I paused the makeup and I entered into hairstyling. So I started doing normal, I don't braid, just basically the fixing, that's what I do. So afterwards, I went to Gele as well. But the Gele was not like really intensive training. During that lockdown 2020, a friend of mine shared, I think Onigele's post. Yeah, Onigele is a big Gele artist.
Okay.
So he was doing like a free training online. So that's when I started. I was watching the videos and it was, I really love the craft. I like tying scarf, so that's why I joined the program. I joined the class. I kept on practicing on my mannequin during the lockdown because you can't go anywhere. So that's when I perfected my Gele. Then I started. So most of the time, clients wanted to do makeup and do Gele. That's how it was. And some clients just wanted to just do the three, to just cut costs. So that's how it is. So then I just started. Some people still ask me, do you sell hair? So I just put it. It was this year I just started selling hair. That's all.
Okay. Yeah. That's very interesting. That's an interesting backstory. And your passion for what you do clearly shines forth. So you mentioned the word clients. How many clients do you currently have?
I recently moved to the island because I got married last year.
Okay.
So I'm trying to build my client base.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So more of my client previously was like referral because I do a lot of collaboration. Okay. So I'm just coming up.
Okay.
Like I said, I just started. I'm still growing in the business. So I don't like have a lot of clients.
Okay.
So I do more of collaboration, and I think it's returning back. They are returning also.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that seems to suggest that perhaps some of the people you were serving on the mainland are location sensitive, meaning that because it's mainland and now you're on the island, you are not really serving them anymore.
Yes.
Okay, so you are now trying to build a new
client base
on the island.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but you mentioned collaborations.
Yeah.
Tell me about those collaborations. What does that mean?
Like,
how does that work?
You know, I do the three So some people are just doing just one, like most of them are makeup artists, so okay. We need a hairstylist to just we just come together and just create something to post, like we're showcasing our brand as well, like just come and do your thing. It's not like this is what you want, so everybody just come up with an idea, just being creative. That's a collaboration. So we'll photographers and all that, or videographers, everybody together.
So that's a team effort.
Yes.
Okay. So, but you do get paid for the small aspect of the teamwork that you do.
For the collaboration.
For the collabs.
No, nobody pays. Okay. We contribute to pay the model and pay for the space.
Okay.
That's how it works.
Okay. So, clearly, revenue is in your future, right? So you're not yet making money.
Yeah.
But you are doing something that is putting you out there and will hopefully make you money in the next few, in a short space of time.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, how have you seen that people have received these collaborations? So when you guys come together and create the videos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, videos. So everybody teams together, contributes and creates these videos, uses a model, create the videos. How are those things being received? Do you share them on socials?
Yes.
What was the reception on socials? Instagram, TikTok, I don't know where you share them, right?
Yeah,
but Instagram. What does that look like? Do they go, are they received?
Yeah.
And when they are received, have you seen any, oh my God, I can't wait to experience this Mimi. Have you gotten any of those types of responses?
Yes.
Okay. What I think that is most important for you right now is what we call conversion. Okay. So think about it like this. So right now you're investing.
Yes.
Okay. You're sowing a seed, right? You're paying something forward. And you don't want to do that forever.
No.
There has to be a time when it starts to pay you back.
Yes.
Good. So you want to be monitoring the investments as you are making them so that you are observing what is working and what is not working. So you might, can you share with us anything that you have observed in the process of making various types of videos or promotional videos? Because you don't have revenue yet, okay? The next best thing that I think you should be focusing on is the closest predictor of revenue. The thing that signals that you are close to making revenue. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You're not yet making money. You are sowing seed. You're investing. I think what you should focus now is signals that almost guarantee that you will eventually make money. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, what are those signals? You are doing something that will make money in the future. That thing that you are doing is videos, right? With a team of fellow collaborators, right?
Fellow creatives.
Yeah. Beautiful. Lovely word. Fellow creatives. Now, are you guys as a team tracking the effectiveness of those creative outputs?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, so tell me how you tracking them.
So when the job comes in, maybe let's say the videographer has a client, and he will go to your page. They will ask you, obviously, well, do you have an Instagram handle? And they go check the page, and obviously, I'm not the only one. They are collaborating, so they have a lot of other people's work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even me too. Yeah. I don't just work with one team. I have a lot of team I work with. So my job is going to be on the page.
Mm-hmm.
So when client like, this is what I want. So the person will now refer that this is the person that did this particular job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it comes. So even me too, a client will just come to my page. So who took this video, who did this picture, who did this makeup, or who did the hair? Sometimes I might be the one to do the hair.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a makeup artist. Mm-hmm. I don't just do the three. Sometimes some clients want separate, like they want a girly artist, a makeup artist, and hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
So I do the three, so I can fit in anyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I work with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So they will just ask questions, which I do refer some jobs to. That's how it works. So it's always coming back.
Okay. Do you think there's a straight excellence? And I must commend the fact that you've been strategic enough to position yourself as useful for more than one area of specialty, right? So, question for you. Do you track the number of referrals that come out of, are you measuring the referrals that are coming out of those collaborations? So, if you and I, and maybe two other people, do 10 collaborations, out of every 10 collaborations we do, how many of them result in a direct referral for you? So right now, you typically, as a team, you and your team, your fellow collaborators, publish content onto a team page, right?
Yeah.
And then people would be like, oh, this makeup looks lovely, or this hair looks lovely, or this gele looks lovely. Can I contact the person directly? And then they click on you and they go to your private page. So we've established that, generally speaking, just an estimate, out of every 10 exposures, you get usually about 8 direct inquiries.
Good.
So now, can you estimate for us again what that 8 direct inquiries turns to in a month? Is that 8,000 naira per month? Is that 80,000 naira per month? Is that 800,000 naira per month?
At times, the job is impromptu. Some people don't book ahead. So I can just wake up one morning and somebody has booked me. Even while I'm here, they can just book. So I cannot just...
For a job the same day?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've traveled to another state for the same job, like impromptu, from another work to another work.
Okay.
So as of last month, it was really, really mind-blowing.
Okay.
I can mean like up to like 600k lakhs last month.
Okay.
Just in 2 weeks here. Yeah. Two weeks, not like
the full month.
So okay. I cannot even track like a whole, but I have my book.
Okay.
So I don't really know like, okay, but in 2 weeks, I mean like 600k.
Okay.
Sometimes, so it just go up. Sometimes I don't make up to that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so question for you.
All right.
What does growth mean to you? What does it mean if you say someone wants to help you grow your business? What does that mean? Would you like to make the same 600k this month?
No, I want to make more.
You want to make more?
Yes.
Let's just say for discussion purposes, you want to double that?
Yes.
You want to make 1.2 next month?
Yes.
And then 1.8 the next month? And then 2.4 the next month, right?
Yes.
That looks like growth.
Yes.
Good. I think that one of the first things you need to do to be able to achieve that type of growth is to be on top of your numbers. So you said you have a record system, you have a way of keeping your books, right?
Yes.
But you are not very confident, you're not very sure of what the exact number that you made last month is.
Yes.
You need to become the kind of person that if somebody taps you off from sleep, how much did you make last year? It's at your fingertips. Because if you found yourself in a conference center and you pressed the elevator button and the elevator opened and you saw an investor, you won't have time to look at your books.
Okay.
It needs to be at your fingertips. It needs to be on your lips, right? So one of the first things to master when it comes to growing your business is understanding your numbers. And there are certain numbers that are important. Some people use fancy words. Some people say top line. Top line means how much money did you make. Bottom line means how much profit did you make. So you can make 600K, but your profit is 60K. You can make 600K, but your profit is 6K. You can make 600K, but your profit is minus 60K, meaning you spent more than you, meaning you're in a loss.
Yeah.
So you need to have those numbers always at your fingertips. Okay. That's just a tip. So we established that you'd like to grow. Okay. I would love that if we're having this conversation again in 6 months' time, you are at 3.6 million in a month. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And we can do it. Okay. So how can we do that? Okay. There are a couple of techniques to keep in mind when you want to grow a business.
Okay.
Number one is to increase the number of customers you have, or number two, increase the number of things you are selling to the same number of customers. So let's say, just on an estimate, 600K, let's just use it as an example.
Okay.
Let's say that 600K came from the entire month. Okay. How many people would you say it came from? How many customers?
Just two customers.
Two. So can we say that the average transaction size for your business for last month was 300K per customer? Right? Just for discussion purposes. Mm-hmm. It might change, it might go up or down, but just for discussion purposes. So what I just said, let me say it in another way. The way to grow any business, including your business, the way to grow your business is to either in the next month sell to a higher number of customers. So last month we did two customers, 600K. How can we sell to four customers, 1.2 million? Okay, that's one way, option one.
Yeah.
Or how can we sell to, how can we sell two customers, 300K each? Can I sell 600K to each customer so that I still have two customers, but now I'm making more from my small number of customers? Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. So I like the fact that you already have more than one way to make money, because that signals to me that if, for instance, 300K came from makeup and 300K came from Gilly, then it means there is an idle hairstyling that we didn't make money from in a particular month. Do you get where I'm going? So,
yes.
So in order to grow the amount of money we are making from each customer, we can think of offering them more services. You said something about starting to sell hair.
Yeah.
That is not yet active. Hopefully by month six, when we have another conversation, it's the same number of customers, but now 600 has become 2.4. What would you consider your take-home assignment from this conversation? How would you grow your business? If we have this conversation in 6 or 12 months' time, what are the things you need to be doing today so that you'll be proud to tell me that your business is 10 times bigger than what we discussed?
Okay, I need to know my numbers.
Okay.
And also find a way to increase more customers.
Okay.
Or add more to the service, like give them more and still make more of the money.
I think that's it. There's no secrets to it, right? So
yes.
I mean, that's it basically. Thank you for obliging us. Thank you for sharing about your business and your person.
Sure.
I'm rooting for you. I look forward to hearing that you are now on the faces of newspapers and TV programs. All right.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Awesome.